This is a dictation for Cornelius Baron, Cornelius Baron. Date of service is 11/15/2022. Date of accident is 7/18/2021. And date of birth, 11/14/1981. Once again, the date of service, 11/15/2022. It's a follow-up visit and patient report that his pain in the neck is usually now 1 or 2. And it has substantially relieved from the laser treatment that he recently received. He is 80% better. And his pain in the neck, the mid-back and lower back is almost 80% better. At this time, he is able to go back to work at this time, light duty. His pain in the right shoulder is also only 3 and 4. He is able to lift the shoulder up to 140 degrees of abduction. And occasionally there is a radiation to the inner part of the left arm involving fifth finger only in the ulnar aspect as numbness and tingling. Other than that, the pains have resolved. Lower back pain is still occasionally bothers him to the level of 3 or 4, but nothing is disabling. He is able to walk well without a cane, and his ADLs are not gravely affected except in the area of general activity, work, and enjoyment of life. Once again, patient reports 80% relief in the brain symptom. In the system review, patient reports ongoing headaches that are very less frequent, less severe, and associated with much less dizziness and vertigo, and sleep time sometimes difficult. There is a loss of equilibrium only when she is turning around physically, and mild anxiety, mild depression. Denies any vision problem, balance problem, memory problems. And no confusion, disorientation, blackout, fainting, or seizures. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and lower back stiffness. Along with this, patient has pain in the right shoulder, mid-back, lower back pain, and neck pain, mild. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chesting, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that his pain has improved substantially from the time of accident, and he has no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine, and Ortron, and the substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 135, 99, pulse is 110, pulse ox is 100. After the exam is from the previous visit of 10-10-2022, dictation number 1026-067. Please mention that in the right shoulder, he is able to lift his arm up to 160 degrees of abduction and flexion on an active motion. His supraspinatus testing was found to be negative, especially the Hawking-Kennedy test, speed test, near test is negative. Anterior and posterior apprehension test is negative. And his strength has improved to 5x5. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to check the maps, and we also investigate with the labs, and we find this patient to be in compliance. I have provided a continuation of physical therapy only once a week, especially to the sacroiliac joint, which are still tender. And he will have a light duty job, 10-pound lifting limit. In addition, patient is provided with continuation of Zoloft 50 milligram at night for depression. He's given prednisone 600 milligram every 6 hours for neuropathy and headaches. Prednisone 10 milligram was added as an experimental one time, one pill a day only. He's also provided for the pain, Tylenol, codeine, number 3, once a day, PRN basis, 30 tablets. The patient will again be seen in 30 days' time, and hopefully he'll be doing well, and we hope to discharge him, and his case should have been settled at this time. Other than that, nothing else is there to be added to his care. He has been advised about the injections, especially for the sacroiliac joint, more for the right sacroiliac than the left. He obtained only one time to the left sacroiliac joint. And there was some relief, but then patient never returned for the same. His pain in the thoracic area, T8 vertebra area, is completely healed up, and he had a fracture, compression fracture in this area, and hence no other treatment is needed. He has been referred to spine physician twice, and he never, he was not a candidate for surgery, it appears, and the laser treatment has helped him greatly. End of discussion. Thank you.